book?
About five years ago.
5 years ago?
Yeah.
And how many conventions you been doing?
I've done like well over 50.
How do you like the environment? Is there a particular environment you really like? New York City is kind of very different from everywhere else.
Oh, I love New York. New York is, you know, this is the mecca of comics. So, you know, I always do well here.
And tell me a little bit about the book in terms of the origins of the book.
Yeah, sure. So the book's about a Korean admiral that battled the Japanese in the 1500s. He was on number 10 to 1. He beat him 23 times in a row without ever losing a single battle. And it's all based on a true story. This all actually happened.
And when did you first encounter the story? Did you go to school? Read about it?
It was actually after I finished college. I discovered this TV show about it. And it was a Korean drama, and I was really into it. So I decided to do my own take on it because I saw that 300 was being made into a movie, and I figured history might be a cool topic for comics.
Is there any particular inspirations outside of the original story in terms of other books you've read, movies, or anything that inspired maybe the artwork and the style of the story?
Yeah, I mean, this is a trilogy, so I mean, we obviously were inspired by like Star Wars, you know, Lord of the Rings, things like that. In terms of what inspired us, I would say a lot of the Western comic book culture, you know, we definitely take a Marvel approach to how we do everything. You know, we use the Marvel method for producing the book.
So is there any spin-offs we'll see from the book? Or
No spin-offs, no variant covers, nothing. What you see is what you get. You know, we put a lot of time and money into this project, and we want to make sure that our readers get the best bang for their buck.
And is there any plans to expand the story at all outside of the books you already written?
We're going to finish it off at issue 12, and we just want to end it because it's history. The story, after the story has been told, it's done and over with. I don't really like when things get expanded to the point where, you know, it's just there to make money. You know, we want to do stuff that is pertinent to the story itself. So that's it.
And is there anything you have planned next after you finish issue 12?
Yeah. I'm working on another project right now. I'm hoping to have it out by the end of this year. It's about my grandpa's life. And he was a Russian soldier during World War II, shot down Nazi airplanes.
And is there anything that particularly are you looking at for inspiration in that story, or are you just really drawing all from his life?
Well, you know, obviously his life is what inspired the story. Honestly, I just want to finish it at this point. In terms of what inspired me, I work with J.M. DeMatteis on the book. He's the editor. And, you know, he was one of the first comic I ever read as a kid was written by him. So it's kind of cool to work with the first person whose comic you read. So.
And as an independent, is there any goals you have in terms of where you want to take yourself in your career?
Just want to make money, man. You know, living the dream. Yeah.